Dom Toretto. He's just all Dominic Toretto, the only character in cinematic history who was always on the verge of vomiting. Family.
Also, what a stupid name. They should have just let him keep his name of Vin Diesel. It's way cooler.
That's a good point. Like, I don't think it's a stupid name, but I think Vin Diesel's so much better.
Because it's Vin Diesel about Vin cars.
Come on, bro. Like, he was made for this role, and then they're like, let's give him any other person's name. Welcome back to the fastest episode of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dane, and joining with me today in the passenger seat, sitting on each other's laps, are my co-hosts, Camden. And Jackson. No,
what
no, Jackson.
Depths of hell yeah. Did that noise come from?
I don't know if he was like pretending to be the engine or something.
I think he might have been.
Yeah. All right.
Was slobbering.
This week we were supposed to review F9, or Fast and Furious 9, or F9, but it wasn't meant to be, since apparently it was not on any streaming service, although a week ago it was supposed to be, so we're going to be on that next week, but in order to make sure that your racing cravings are satisfied, we decided to take a look at where it all began. Fast and the Furious. The first, there's like four Fast and the Furious.
The Fast that and just the Furious.
The first and the furious.
The fastest and the dieselist.
It's probably the slowest, actually.
Hey. It's the least intense one. But before we get into the movie, we have more news than the amount of times Dominic Toretto mentions family in this film. So let's just step on the gas.
Family.
The next Transformers movie revealed its titles, Transformer, Rise of the Beasts, as well as they've revealed some information regarding about when and where it takes place. Jackson, I know you're like, when's there going to be a Transformers movie set in 1994? Well, put your minds at ease, Jackson, because that's exactly when this film is going to take place.
Wait, I have a question. Why do I have multiple minds?
Because you're insane.
So like split personalities? Are you saying I have split personality disorder then?
No, Jackson, this is just one of your personalities.
You don't, but another one does.
I don't know if I should be offended or
no,
grateful
you shouldn't.
That you told
the
me
other
this. Why has no one told me this before?
We've told the other ones, but we didn't think that you could handle this.
Oh.
You know what else I don't think you can handle, Jackson? The fact that they're bringing in the Predacons and Maximals from Beast Wars.
Woo!
I didn't know a thing of what that was, so I did some research beforehand. It's Transformers that turn themselves into animals, either being mammals or reptiles.
How do they do that?
Robot animals?
Like 60-foot gorilla. Optimus Prime is Optimus Primal, and he's a big old gorilla.
That sounds really stupid.
Also, Anthony Ramos is starring as a human character. Does it sound like a lot? Yeah.
It'll be fine.
No.
Was that it? No.
Okay.
It's not good.
The Borderlands movie has officially finished filming, so that's cool.
Do you think we'll get a trailer from this movie before we get one from Spider-Man?
Probably.
Because Spider-Man hates us and wants us to die.
This is just like Venom 2. We waited like so long to get ourselves a Let There Be Carnage trailer.
Yeah.
Sony sucks at releasing trailers.
Yeah, Sony sucks.
Sony sucks in general.
Yeah. The Samsung fridge doesn't even work.
Mine does. It does my homework for me.
That's pretty smart.
I think that's the phone, Jackson.
No, it's the fridge. It also gives me food. Keeps my food cold. That's something else it does.
But you mainly bought it for math homework?
Pretty much,
mainly,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Hey, Camden, do you know who Rachel Ziegler is?
Nope.
Well, she's debuting in West Side Story, which comes out in December this year. Wait.
No, Jackson, this is incredibly exclusively on you.
Debuting.
Because
yeah, you're
you decided
right.
I decided to start it
with Camden. Okay, give me 1 second. Hey, Camden.
Yeah.
Do you know who Rachel Ziegler is?
I do.
Well, her debut in West Side Story is coming out December of this year, and she's also playing Snow White in the upcoming Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs live action.
Thank God we're getting a Snow White
movie. Thank God. I was worried we weren't going to get any more live action movies from Disney.
Well, you shouldn't worry anymore, because I just told you that we're getting one, so.
This might be a taboo question. I'm going to say it, because I'm curious. How do you think they're going to do the dwarves? Do you think they're going to cast people who best fit the roles, or do you think they're going to CGI normal sized actors into smaller statures?
I really hope that they use little people.
You know what I hope happens?
It'd be way more realistic.
They somehow make Rachel Ziegler just really tall and really large compared to the regular workaround. Actors. Yeah.
So the people just look perfectly proportioned, but they're just like 2 feet tall. You're like, wow, that's a weird sight.
Yeah.
Hey Jackson. Yeah. You think The Rock's gonna play one of the dwarves?
He might just play one of the dwarves.
If you were to cast The Rock as a dwarf from Snow White, who would you cast him as?
Dopey.
But you think this might be something else. Jackson, Camden, you guys know my old buddy Harrison Ford, right?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, he's getting up there. He's going to get up there and age a little bit. Funny enough, Harrison Ford suffered a shoulder injury on the set of Indiana Jones 5. Maybe because he's like 80 years old at this point.
Yeah,
but don't worry, because production will continue while Harrison Ford recovers. Well, they're not stopping. God. Don't worry.
I was pretty worried for a little bit. I was like, oh no, they're gonna have to stop production. Yeah, no. We won't get Indiana Jones as quickly. But no,
how much we want that
good old Indiana Jones powering through.
How do you think the progression went on set when they were filming this scene? He went, ah, my shoulder. All right, Harrison, we're just going to film everything else without you. Just come back. We'll dub over your lines. Like, they didn't even care that he was injured. They just, like, just get off the set. We'll just keep recording.
They'll just deepfake his face on a stunt double.
It's me.
An equally older guy.
Who then gets injured.
Injured, he's like, this sucks. We're not really getting a good Indiana Jones right now.
Hey, you know my good friend Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, he made me laugh in Seinfeld, the show about him.
He literally taught me about the deal with airline food.
He's going to direct and star in a movie about Pop-Tarts.
So, is there a God?
No, not anymore. Not after this piece of news. He's gone.
Oh, wait.
He's gone.
This is super like the Emoji Movie, where you're like, no, but why? And I read something earlier that Jordan Peele, the director who made Us and Get Out, he was called from his agent saying, dude, there's a movie coming out called Emoji Movie. They want to cast you as Poop. And he talked to his agent. He's like, nah, you're kidding, right? And then the next day he called back. He's like, okay, but what are they paying? And they're like, ah, sorry, man. The job's already been taken care of by Sir Patrick Stewart. And then and then that was where he's like, you know what? I don't need to act anymore. I'm done. And he decided to be director. That was the turning point in his career. Well, so maybe someone else will get that turning point with the Pop-Tart movie.
With the Pop-Tart movie. You know what? That's bound to happen.
Mm.
With every bad movie comes a good director. That's the old saying, I'm pretty sure.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Hot Fudge Sundae.
Hmm.
It's good, so one, good.
But pretty much a dessert, so.
Pretty
much. The cheese-filled ones for me.
I like the Philly cheesesteak ones. That's a hot pocket, Jackson.
No, Jackson just gets cheese whiz and just sprays it in there.
On top of just like the blank sheet ones. if only they'd make a cheese Pop-Tart. Might be a little basic. Love me a strawberry Pop-Tart.
Cringe. I mean, they're pretty. No, you know what's way better than a strawberry Pop-Tarts? The cherry Pop-Tarts, dude. What are you talking about?
If I wanted strawberry, to eat cough medicine,
no,
I would.
No, you listen to me. Strawberry Pop-Tarts taste like cough medicine. That's what they sell in like the school vending machines, and you bite into it and it's like hard and gross.
No, let's roll back.
Cherry ones.
Did you say school vending machine?
Are soft and scrumptious and tasty. And yes, I did.
Did your high school have vending machines?
Yeah.
Did yours, Jackson?
I had one, like, really far in a corner. Actually, no, it had two. I lied.
Jackson, I can't believe you did that.
I'm so sorry. I forgot. No, it was unintended. I didn't mean to hurt you, Dan.
Seriously, I went so in on that, and then you tell me there was a second one this whole damn time.
We had like at least six, I think. No, maybe just.
Hey, Camden, you know what else is at least six?
Yeah, buddy.
What?
Scarlett Johansson is starring in and producing a Tower of Terror movie based on the famous Disney attraction.
Well, it's gone now, so why are they doing that?
Well, the thing I don't get about this is it's like Tower of Terror based on the Disneyland ride, which is already based on the Twilight Zone, which is based on books. So what does this mean at this point?
It means that Scarlett Johansson is producing a movie. We should be worried.
It's going to be
I don't know. Let's wait until after Jungle Cruise. In a T-minus a month, we'll see if this movie is not going to be good.
What do you guys think they're going to make a movie about Cars Land?
When are they going to make a movie about the Marvel campus? I want there to be a
movie. You know what land is
so
really
bad.
Cool? The Star Wars land. It's really weird that they haven't made a movie about that yet.
You know, true. You know what movie I think would make a great film and would be great with George Clooney in it? What if we had Tomorrowland be a film, huh? Hear me out.
Danon, Star Wars theory.
Hmm.
I have a Star Wars theory. Can I share it now because I just thought of it?
Yeah, no, it's perfect timing.
You know how we were just talking about Star Wars and Scarlett Johansson. So a way that Disney can retcon the sequels?
God, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, no, I'm super listening.
It's a long one, so... You know in Rebels, when Ezra goes in and saves Ahsoka?
Yeah.
And then takes her out of that time period?
Basically,
that, him saving Ahsoka there, causes the events of The Mandalorian to happen, and Grogu being rescued by Luke because he talked to Ahsoka. If Ahsoka had died, then that wouldn't have happened, and the Empire would have got Grogu back, and that's what made Snoke. So The Mandalorian could be set in a different timeline than the sequels.
But what happens when they mention something about Snoke in the next season?
Then we kill ourselves.
Wait, I'm confused on something, Camden.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah, buddy.
The guy's name is Snoke?
Yes.
What kind of name is that?
What a Snoke, am I right?
It's
just
funny
Snake,
because...
but with an O.
Sounds like a joke.
You know what else sounds like a joke? Poke.
John Cena. John Cena confirms that he plans to return to the WWE. Probably because after he starred in Fast 9 or F9 or Furious 9, whatever it is, the new movie, he was like, nah, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. By the way, lovely listeners, I just watched it before we recorded because I'm not going to have time within the next week. Next episode's going to be fun. That's all I'll tell you. That's all I'm going to say.
What does that mean?
The movie wasn't good.
Oh.
Hey, no spoilers, Dan. You can't have an opinion about the movie.
Well, guess what?
We
neither was the first one.
Whoa, bud.
We'll
save
talk
it for the review
that.
Section.
We'll unpack.
Hey, more MCU prequels, guys. Kevin Feige says that they're certainly in the cards. Which means, yeah, we're getting some MCU prequels.
I didn't like how you...
The Hulk?
The Hulk?
I'm pretty sure Incredible Hulk was an origin movie.
That was great.
No.
Yeah.
Can we get a prequel of that, though, of just Bruce Banner?
A prequel of... It's just Mark Ruffalo going, like, man, I wish I knew how to make a nuclear bomb.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome, and then I could turn into a superhero. Who does deserve an origin movie?
Not Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Please
Disney
don't
Plus
give
show.
Him. Yeah.
Can we get an Iron Man origin movie?
My God, you know what I need an origin story for? Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America. They should put those in the beginning, and then lead up to the first Avengers movie. Then it will all make sense.
They should do a Pietro origin because he's dead.
Yeah, I don't care.
Show how he trains to run faster than a bullet, and then at the very end, he still doesn't.
At the very end, he's like, ow, there's so many of them.
It's the one thing I can't do.
Although you would think I'd be able to.
Hey, you know what you might be able to do, Camden.
Why is it always me when you do these intros? Why do you never give Danon any attention?
Hey, Danon, you know what you might be able to do?
That was a pity one. I don't want to answer.
Look at the images revealed of the entire Shazam family, possibly, for the sequel Fury of the Gods. By the way, Grace Fulton will also play Mary's super alter ego and civilian self in Shazam 2, the second one. Not the first one. That one's over. That one was
They can't do it again. They can't reshoot. It's like years after.
The costumes are lamer.
Really?
I think they're a lot like more better. Dull colors. I wish that the colors were as bright. I like the like design of them, but the colors are just bleh.
Why are there two red? Why isn't there just like,
there two
know,
red? Why not a yellow
one or...
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why aren't they Power no Ranger yellow colors?
Yeah.
Why isn't this a Power Rangers movie?
Exactly.
The one thing I don't I'm not super a big fan on about these ones is that none of them have hoods on the capes anymore. That was a good thing.
Oh,
that was a good look. Now they're just
all
super. Well,
you don't know that. No, that could...
None of them have... No, just look at the dude in the blue.
Well, it could be hanging real low.
It's a really long hood.
It's a really long hood. It's the whole cape.
They can't put the hood up, though, because it's so long and pointed
so
at the...
So I have a question, because I just rewatched this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So do they all have all of the powers?
No, they all have basically it, but the thing about the Marvel family, that's what they're called. The Shazam fam, as they've been called. They all have one thing that, Shazam has, but super amplified. Like,
so Shazam is worse than all of them then?
No, Shazam is better.
Shazam is the jack of all trades. And...
Yeah.
Then each of them specializes in one thing.
So he can do them all super well, and they can do them all okay, but they can do one really well, like him.
Yeah, that's how it is. Okay. Like the little girl, the purple one, runs super fast.
I know, I just watched the movie, and I was like, yeah, like they're only showing like how each of them have like one power, but they're also still like
all
punching someone
things
with their bare hands. Like, you would have to have super strength for that, but they didn't really
specify.
One of
them turned into a bear. Like, what's that about?
One of them just exploded and then reformed.
One of them had the superpower of exploding and killing everyone in that festival. I don't know why they didn't touch on that beforehand. But when are we going to see the Black Adam movie, huh?
Hey,
when
the Black Adam
Johnson says so, Danon.
When he gives us the permission, I understand. You know what else I understand?
Nope.
Where the Suicide Squad takes place in, thanks to James Gunn.
Is it
takes
New
place
York?
In the it, no, I don't mean literally where it takes place. I mean like overall branching. James Gunn has confirmed that the Suicide Squad does in fact take place in the DCEU. Whether or not it has the effects of Snyder's, you know, touches on everything, that remains to be seen. But you know what, Jackson? If only we had a time right now to talk about this new dang Suicide Squad trailer that came out.
Wait, but Dana, what if it was, in fact, trailer time?
It's trailer time?
It might just be.
You're f***ing lying.
I'm not lying. I'm not f***ing lying, Dan.
You lied about the vending machines. You lied about the vending machines. You're lying about trailer time right now.
Camden, it's trailer time, isn't it? Back me up on this.
Oh, yeah, it's trailer time, baby.
No way. Oh, I lost my headphones. I committed too hard. The Suicide Squad released its final trailer. On a whim. Showed us more of the characters. Mainly the fact that Idris Elba is in prison because he shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet.
What a king.
Impressive.
Yeah, like,
did he kill him?
It'd be more impressive if he killed Superman, but all he did was put him in the hospital. What a bum. Yeah, anywho, Suicide Squad looks good. We finally get to see Starro, the bad guy, just like fully, which I thought was cool. I don't think we need to see anything else at this point. Like, I know we're gonna get those like 10-second ads or stuff on like Instagram and everything leading up to the film, but I'm good at this point. I know we're gonna get a decent movie for sure.
Yeah, I want to see it. I'm actually kind of excited for it. Is that
weird?
That
this trailer made me excited for it. I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah. I don't know why, but like they were leaning very hard into like, this is going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy in the first trailers. And this one is just like, It's its own thing. And this time I was actually really excited
but
for it.
But it could still be Guardians of the Galaxy.
It could also be a Suicide Squad, the first movie. As in, not good.
I think it would be better than anything you could ever do, Danon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Danon, where's your Suicide Squad film, bud?
Starring me. It's in Jackson.
He kills himself.
Oh my gosh.
Camden. Was that too far? Let's cut
Camden,
that.
That's
you just spoil it? We haven't finished recording.
That's 10 seconds. Jackson, come on. I'll tweak it in the post. Camden, I'm not tweaking it in the post.
You're what?
Ted Lasso season 2.
Ted Lasso.
Led Tasso.
After the big old hubbub about Ted Lasso season 1.
I've never heard of this show before.
Who's the second one? It's just apparently the dude who plays the Red Bird from Angry Birds, but he's the coach of a soccer team. Everyone knows that's what he's best known for. That's his best work.
Well, he also has the funny mustache.
Anywho, it just looks like the soccer team still isn't good, so he might be a very bad coach.
That's okay, because it's a comedy. He doesn't need to be good.
No, they're going to win because they had feel-good music playing in the background.
And that's all. You know what else makes me feel good?
Candy.
Rhymes with comedy. Sounds a lot like Mandy.
Candy.
You already guessed it in Scandi a second bam. Ago. You guys beat me to it. Can we go ahead and Candy, man?
So this dude is like, ha ha ha. That doesn't exist. And then
this guy's over here. That's it.
And then
he's just laughing. He's fucking crazy.
And then he gets like chosen by the Candyman, and then a lot of people die and stuff. And I don't know how they're gonna stop him.
Horror movie.
But it's pretty
coming out
horror.
This year. I'm excited. It's gonna be one of the movies we review when we're first back together again. When the
together,
band's all back
we can
together.
All just kiss every day. Good morning. Good night. Good 3 a.m.
Good middle
That's
of the
never
day.
Happening.
Good lunch. No, but before we continue talking about our kissing schedule,
good 11:13 a.m.
I was a little confused in the beginning because they were like the Candyman put razors in a bunch of kids' candies, and then they arrested him, and then there were more razors. They got the wrong guy, and then you're like, well, then why'd you say he put razors in the candy in the first place? You're just as likely to have killed that guy if you continue telling the story this way.
Like, why is it so dramatic?
Well, what I'm confused about is how they got, like, you know, big razors and, like, small little pieces of candy. It doesn't make sense. It's just not realistic. Candyman movie is canceled by me. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely. King-size candies. Jackson, I own a razor way too big to put even in a king-size candy bar.
Yeah.
And what kind of candy bar do you think they were even using?
You
like
guys have never
finger?
Actually seen a king-size candy bar? Because you're not kings.
It's the size of King Henry, isn't
so
it?
So shut up. And listen.
Was there more to that? Or?
They're bigger than your mama. Oh!
So next week, we're just recording me and you, right, Dana?
Yeah, no.
Cameron's gone after this one. Okay,
not,
cool.
Not going to be here anymore.
Glad we're on the same page.
No, 100%. The harder they fall. Didn't fall as flat as that joke Cameron just told.
That was fucking hilarious, and you are just dumb and blind
cowboys.
And ignorant.
Camden, you love a good cowboy show.
I hate cowboys so much. Oh, this one looks fun.
I'm so scared of cowboys.
Here's the funny thing, all right?
Hmm.
I looked at the YouTube video, the YouTube link you sent, Dan, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were like 2,000 views, and I was like, what the hell? And then this was uploaded to some Netflix Asia YouTube account. We're not in Asia.
I also noticed that, Robot Jackson.
Jackson, no, talk to me outside the office real quick. Come outside of it.
Okay.
Do you know where the largest market of podcasts are? Russia. Russia is in Asia. I know it's hard to believe, but we're trying to get more Russians onto this podcast.
Oh, so we have to watch the
only. You understand?
I get it.
Yeah, one second, Camden. And if you ever...
Hey, guys.
Ever, no, Camden, one second. We're almost done talking, okay, buddy? Just one more second, okay? I'll be right back in there, okay?
Okay.
If you ever undermine my Netflix sources of trailers again, We are not filming Suicide Squad 2, so help me God. Do you understand this,
James? No, okay, Squad? I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Oh my God.
Can't you
just shit all over the door.
Shit over the microphones. We gotta get back in there.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not cleaning that up.
Oh my God, Camden. All this shit spells out. Oh my God. What? Wait. Camden. Camden.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Your shit perfectly spells out Sing 2, the next trailer we're talking about.
Wow.
That's right. That was a transition.
Perfect segue. Whew. Now tell me Brian. Something, guys. Yes, why sir? Was this trailer so goddamn emotional?
It was 5 minutes long. Can we talk about that?
It was
that
a very
first?
Long trailer.
They showed the whole movie.
We can get you Reggie the Lion. My wife died of cancer. Oh.
No.
So do you want to sing at the concert? Or like that
it might
was
make you feel better.
Like, my gosh.
And Sing is not afraid to go over the,
to go there.
The harsh realities of
my
life.
My mother was actually killed in a terrorist bombing. Would you like to come read at the library for the kids?
So you could cover the tab, right? Like, you're good with
hey,
that.
Hey, I'm so sorry that happened. But, like, we really, really need you to go sing
your
at this
voice
concert.
Is so
like,
good.
Your dead wife means nothing in the context of this concert.
I haven't listened to my music for 15 years, and for good reason. Always a bad singer. Let's go talk to someone else. And they just leave before he gives them the sad backstory. Let's just go get someone else. This guy's not confident. Also, that one dancing cat, mm-hmm. Taron Egerton's character, you know, the one who plays Elton John, but also plays a monkey. His character apparently wants to dance in this movie.
Yeah.
So why would singing in a restaurant prove that he meant it?
Because he's a performer. And you wouldn't get it, Danon, as you're not a performer such as me and the gorilla.
True. I like how she went, I knew you were crazy. Nobody likes Ed Sheeran.
I have a question, Danon. What's going to happen in about 4 months from now?
I don't know. Camden's next colonoscopy. Why?
Oh, no. I was more referencing the next trailer where Halloween's going to kill everyone.
What? But that was my favorite.
But the title's actually misleading because it's not even Halloween killing people. It's actually Michael Myers.
May I recommend a solution to your predicament?
Yes.
They are kills that happen on Halloween, such they are named Halloween kills.
No, it's saying that the holiday of
Halloween. No, you're stupid and
is
dumb, and I
killing
am Michael
people.
Myers. Stab. Stab.
Jackson! No!
I can no longer record this.
I can't even
blood
do these bits.
Everywhere in
I
the
can't
recording
do them. I don't want to do these bits.
You started it, man.
You literally started it.
But also, Jackson, the thing that's so tricky about this movie is after the Halloween reboot that came out, what, 5 years ago, it ended with them throwing him in the fire, and then those fire trucks were heading over, and you're like, oh, crap, he's not going to die. So it's not even Halloween anymore. It's November 1st.
It's November 1st.
November kills.
Yeah, right. They should totally name it that.
Also, Michael Myers hates old people, apparently.
Right.
Like, usually he's killing teens and everything, but in this one, he's like he went to like a retirement home or something. And like
he's
the trailer,
he's adapting the like what sharks do. They kill the weak and diseased fish. He's just going for some easy targets. He's a little tired probably of killing all those active youth.
Well, they explained something was like the more he kills, the stronger he gets. So Michael Myers is just XP farming at this point. He's just going to a bunch of retirement homes, killing everyone and going like, yo, I'm level 90 now. Let's go. I could kill some kids.
He survived the fire, guys.
A gun, right?
What?
What?
Like, why not a gun?
To kill
you
him?
Can't kill Michael Myers with a gun.
Yeah, dude, if fire doesn't get through him, now there will a bullet. I don't know what to tell you. Fire is way strong. You ever play Rock Fire Bullet? I play it all the time. Rock beats nothing.
Well,
don't
choose
rock.
Let me ask you the question. You ever touched a bullet? Probably, yeah. You've lived, right? Have you ever touched fire?
Hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah. Not like a bullet.
I didn't feel that bad, personally. I was fine.
Wait, Camden, are you God himself?
No, Jackson. I just put my hand in and then took it out really fast.
Oh.
If that doesn't hurt me, how come a bullet flying through me really fast hurts me?
Yeah, man. Shang-Chi.
Yeah, I thought if you do things fast, they can't hurt.
No, Camden, we already moved on to the next
well,
trailer.
I'm still thinking out loud, like Ed Sheeran.
Shang-Chi. Dude, that's now you're two trailers back. We can't keep going back up this ladder.
All right.
The final trailer we're going to talk about this week is the first official trailer of Shang-Chi.
That looked kind of good.
I liked it more now. Now I'm more excited.
Now, yeah, and we got the answer to our question a couple episodes back. Is he wearing the rings on his fingers? No, they're arm rings.
They're bracelets.
He's a bracelets, baby.
Friendship bracelets for my 10 friends that can kill anyone.
I think that they can shrink to be any size, so I think he could wear them as rings as well.
I believe that they're doing the armbands because Thanos was the villain before him, like two movies ago. And I feel like having a dude who also uses hand weapons would be a little too redundant.
Maybe. Yeah, so now he's like arms.
Oh, compromise. Toe rings.
Or?
Cock rings.
Cock rings. Hell yeah, I'm so glad I'm not the only one thinking of that.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the 10 Cock Rings. Let's just call it the 10 Rings. I feel like that will be just as good.
Disagree.
Disagree? Like the guys putting together the poster? Disagree. I think cock needs to be somewhere on here.
Like, you gotta specify. Like, when they show nudity in the movie, we need our audience to not be confused.
No, that's the perfect distraction. You don't tell them. And then all of a sudden, boom, fucking bowl.
The flag isn't like two swords crossing, it's two dicks crossing, and then the 10 cock rings.
Which is really realistic.
Guys, we should make a movie.
It can't be that hard. With this kind of brain power, script won't make it past the first draft. Before we end trailers, though, Camden Jackson, I feel like you might know this, but might not. Maybe our listeners don't, but at the very end, we get a bit of a surprise cameo. Not only is it no one we thought we'd see in this movie, but it's someone we thought we would never see again in the MCU. The very last shot of this movie, of this trailer, we saw Abomination from Incredible Hulk punching the shit out of Wong from Doctor Strange.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. Yeah,
watched the end of the trailer.
Yeah, no.
Let me get to
they have end trailer scenes now? Or have we progressed past end credit scenes and now we have end trailer scenes?
It's like the last part where they go boom and show the
date.
Oh
yeah, that is Wong.
Skip I'm gonna take a look at this too.
No, I did watch that. I just didn't notice it was Wong. Danon, Marvel news. I have Marvel news.
What?
But yeah, I didn't notice that either.
So, you know the end scene in WandaVision?
Oh yeah.
I get to say it because I brought it up.
No.
Final scene in WandaVision, when it pans over the mountain and the trees to the cabin where Wanda is, that scene on Disney Plus has been altered. It looks slightly different. The color grading is different. And there is a shadow of someone floating down to Wanda's house. You don't see the person, but you see their shadow along the mountain. And people think it's the first shot of the Doctor Strange movie, which is why they want them to match now.
I'd assume it's probably just White Vision.
It could be, but I think it's Doctor Strange.
But the big thing about the Shang-Chi is that Abomination now got the fin ears, like in the comics. He doesn't look like a gross brown guy. He looks like a gross green guy.
The Hulk. Guy.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
The Schmulk.
What do you think they're doing there?
Schmulking.
Schmulking?
Schmulking.
Do they call it the Schmulk Fight Pit, and they're all just schmulking around?
Yeah,
I think so. I kind of wonder why Wong is there. That's a good question.
Hey, what's he doing there?
He just wanted to make a quick buck.
What the Wong doing? Hey, Danon.
Yeah, Jackson?
I'm pretty mad. And also very speedy.
Ooh.
Jackson, stop doing drugs.
I'm so sorry.
It's that easy.
But no, Danon, I'm not doing any drugs. I was more referencing the movie we watched, Fast and the Furious 1.
With the talking cars, right?
With the talking cars, yes.
Yeah.
Very sad story.
Where the guy had to the dude had to redo the chairs. I mean, the street, like, had to pave over everything.
Yeah, and he won the Grand Prix against...
In the Grand Prix, right, yeah.
The green guy. The Green Goblin.
Wasn't it the Piston Cup?
The Green Goblin. Man, what a great movie. Now, we're talking about Fast and the Furious. For those of you who are listening to this because it's the YouTube review, this is an excerpt from the podcast. For those of you still listening to the podcast...
This is the same thing.
Calm down. Yeah, this is weird. You caught it. You fell into the back trap of how we set everything up.
This is just gross.
Because we weren't able to review Fast 9 this weekend. I mean, this episode, this week. We're reviewing the first one. And having seen Fast and Furious 9, you absolutely need to watch at least the first one to understand three major points of the movie. So we accidentally set ourselves up for success next week. But anyways, Perfect. Let's jump into this first one. You know this. This is season 4, episode 4. You're used to this situation. Spoiler-free, spoilers, random gargling until we end the episode. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Cars. We all love them. I want to fuck one. What's this about?
You know what I love more than cars?
What do you love more than cars?
Family.
That's where it's at.
Family.
That's what it's all about. If there's one thing that's mentioned too much in this film that isn't really relevant, it's family.
It's family.
It's got to be family.
It's got to be
family. At the end of the day, they're family, Dan.
They're family. But the main plot, this was what it was back in the 2000s, the early 000. We didn't have Dominic Toretto as the main character. No, we had the beautiful and lovable Brian O'Connor, played by the late but great Paul Walker. And in this film, he's playing an undercover cop who's trying to figure out who's stealing all these VHS tapes. This is a very 2000s movie. Like, rewatching it, the stakes are so much lower than every movie we have now.
I can't wait till they go to space.
I know, yeah. Right? That's literally what I've been waiting for this entire time.
So the stakes are very low risk, low reward, but someone's just stealing a bunch of old, you know, technology. Well, it's modern for the film, but Brian's on the case. And they believe that it's like this group of motorcycle gang people who's been stealing them all. But we'll talk about who... this movie came out like 20 years ago. It was Dom and his group. They've
been
stealing
VHS's.
Oh my
God, it did come out 20 years ago.
Right? Isn't that
weird?
Yeah,
this movie...
It was 2001, right?
Yeah.
This movie's as old as me. Maybe even older.
That's crazy, man.
Cameron, you're old.
What? Stop.
But the pretty much the spoiler free of this is we're just going to be talking about the characters, what we like, what we didn't like. Then we're going to jump into the rest of the plot. But honestly, if you hadn't watched the film, no worries, because it's okay. But
it was all right. It was all
Dominic Toretto, this guy, this fucking sleeveless shirt wearing driver. It doesn't matter if it's by an inch or by five continents. Winning is winning.
Mm-hmm.
Slap that on a poster. That's Dominic Toretto.
He's the guy.
Oh, he's that guy.
This is when Vin Diesel was starting up his career, really stretching his acting chops. Man,
he's great.
He's great in this film.
I've never seen anyone better.
I was telling Jackson this like after we first watched it. He chews up every scene he's with. Like, he gets anyone who's like next to him involved. He's like the perfect like actor you'd want for this movie. He's like looking at the crowd, hyping everyone up. The people who don't know their lines, they're like, "Yeah, yeah,
like,
it's great." This is prime Vin Diesel.
He was made for the role, if you will.
He was made for the role.
Maybe the role was made for him.
That was my.
That's probably just how Hollywood works.
Yeah,
I mean, it was nice because like throughout the movie, you kind of just get to like his character more and more because you know, in the end, it's about family.
It's about family. Start a car. Drink a family. Next up, we got Brian O'Connor, the cop. He's great.
Yeah.
Good also.
Good character. Good little, like...
He's pretty cool.
Learning from Vin Diesel himself.
He's undercover.
But oh
undercover.
My God.
It's plot twist.
How beautiful is Paul Walker in this film?
Very.
Gorgeous.
Extremely.
Like, the wind is always somehow blowing through his hair, even when they're indoors. He's easily the best looking person in every scene. And there's this one character.
Vin Diesel just wins it for me. I'm sorry.
Next up, we got Letty, which is Dominic Toretto's bully girlfriend.
Hot mama.
You know, did she really play that much of a role? I feel like she raced once and then that was kind of it. I think she was more of a side character in this one. She was kind of just Vin Diesel's love interest. But that's what she didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's pretty much just the Dom and Brian show. But yeah. we also meet Mia, and the sister who's got the hots for Brian. They have like two scenes together. It's great.
Yeah.
The love blossoms.
Ew. Cooties.
And then we have this one guy that shows up. He's the leader of the gang. They're the motorcycle people. When they first showed up in the movie, I was like, is this the Yakuza? And then they all took their helmets off, and I was like, is this the Yakuza? Because it seems like it's the Yakuza.
I think it was.
And then he drowns a guy with oil, but he's not the bad guy. That was the big twist.
Yeah, we thought, well, I mean, technically he was kind of a bad guy.
He was an asshole.
Are we like,
he kind of just drove
spoilers
by.
Now, or?
Yeah, that was a perfect, that was a transition.
No warning.
Yeah.
Like, but that wasn't the big twist, though. That was.
Yeah, there's a bigger twist at the end.
Yeah, there's a bigger twist.
There's a bit of a bigger twist. If you don't want to hear us talk about like three other things in the movie and then just start railing into this thing, here's our final score of this movie, spoiler free. I'm giving it 3 skid marks out of 10.
3.
6 out of 10. That's actually not as good as I thought you would give it.
4.5.
3.5? I was going to say 3.5 too.
I said 4.5.
You said 4.5? I'm giving it 3.5.
Wow. So, Jackson, you win the average score, the roomy total. 3.5 out of 10. Which makes it lower than an F. Now, if you don't want to hear any spoilers about this 20-year-old movie, get on out of here. Come back next time. Come back next week when we talk about the new hot film, F9. But for those of you who stayed, the daring duos that still are here, Vince is a dick.
Vince is an asshole. Fuck that guy.
Fuck Vince, right?
Yeah, he can go die or something. And funnily enough, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he got shot 3 times with a shotgun, point blank. Got a medevaced out of there.
He's okay, though.
Shows up like, oh, man, it's a good thing the doctors patched me up. Those multiple bullet wounds really got
they
to
They got
me.
The chug from the Fortnite game.
Speaking about dead people, Jesse just is there to die.
Yeah, he kind of was soon. Like, 20 years you should soon. Be going to MIT. And then he's like, oh, nope, I have ADD. And then... That's all you get to know about the character, and then he makes a stupid decision and gets killed for it.
He was like, I'm scared, Dom, you gotta help me. And he's like, I'll do everything I can to protect you. The second he says that, 3 motorcycles drive by with Uzis and just and don't hit anyone except for Jesse. And he gets hit with 1 bullet too. Like they like blow up 2 houses, and all that happens is Jesse gets shot like once in the shoulder and dies.
And he dies. And then Vin Diesel or Dom decides to turn into a dog.
Yeah.
You guys remember he just gets on all 4s and starts like running and crawling at the same time. Like it was kind of impressive how he was dodging all those bullets when I feel like he kind of made himself a bigger target.
No.
And you know what's funny, Speedy. Jackson? Hold on to that idea. And no, remember that when you watch the next movie.
Really?
Like, you're like, wow, how did he not get hit? He was crawling on all 4s and making himself a bigger target. Wait till the next one. You're going to be angry watching it.
Oh, I'm already angry. I haven't even seen it yet.
Now, we're doing something we haven't done in a while because I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm going to do notes on this movie. Where I just, throughout the film, I just kind of pick certain things. I'm like, that's stupid. And here we are. You guys ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, consider this an additional segment of the famous segment. Can you believe they just said that? Get ready for some good quotes, some good times, and some good laughs. First note I have on here from June 24th at 8:58 p.m. What the fuck is the tuna sandwich scene?
That was a really good scene. You know, we're... Or he's like, I'll have the tuna. And then the other guy was like, no one gets the tuna. He's like, but I like the tuna.
Oh, yeah. I have some good scenes from there, too. Like, half of the quotes that I pulled are exclusively from the sandwich scene. First one I got is, what is this dude, sandwich crazy? That was a good one.
I'd use that, I also,
I also took note the fact that the two other bullies in his group, they were like putting on sunglasses, and then he just kept complimenting him. Do you remember that scene where they're like, look at that guy. Yeah, he's beautiful. As they're like trying on different glasses. And I wrote like, wait, are these guys hitting on him? Because they all came in here ready to like bully him. And they were just like, look at that guy. He's beautiful. Camden, if you had to pick a quote that you think best describes Fast and the Furious, do you think bullshit asshole, no one likes the tuna here, best describes the movie?
I think more than anything ever could.
And I took note here when they started driving around the countryside. I said, this movie walked so cars could run. Don't really know where I thought that throughout this film, but that came up about the halfway
point. Dane and cars can run.
Let me finish it up with three more quotes here that I think are really just really good. I got a last name, but I can't pronounce it. That's just lazy writing.
Oh, right, yeah, like, if you have a last name, you probably know how to pronounce your own last name, right?
Well, I can't,
You can't pronounce his last name or your last name?
Mainly mine. His is a breeze.
Next one, when they're doing the first drag race and they're closing all the streets, the 55-year-old Pizza Hut worker gets stopped. And he goes, what's going on here? One of the random people said, "Streets closed, pizza boy." That was a really good one.
That's definitely.
And for the last quote, I put belligerent screaming from the crowd when Dom just starts spouting random bullshit at the end of the race. When they lift up the hood, he's like, "I couldn't tell if you were granny clutching or flipping shifting." Know what I mean? And everyone in the crowd is like, just like belligerent at everything that he said. It doesn't matter if you win by a quarter inch or a mile. Winning is winning. And they're like, holy fuck, Dom.
This guy Socrates? Is this guy Plato?
This guy. Holy crap. This guy needs a new car because his engine's busted. That was the whole crowd.
Your impression of the crowd is very spot on. I think that's the noise they all made. I think they kept that in the film.
I think he was in the crowd.
The extras were very happy to be there and wanted to eat up every second they could of those scenes.
They were like, this is my big ticket.
Yeah, it was like a nothing statement too. They'd be like, yeah, so maybe next time you race, make sure not to turn on the NOS too early, okay? Because you blow your engine. Yeah!
Sweet.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Was there anything that I didn't quite touch on that you were like, this sucks?
I'm going to be completely honest. This movie is like so boring and like so not worth my time that like I don't even want to critically think about it.
You gave it a 4.5.
Yeah, you were the one who rated this movie the highest.
Yeah, I feel like to get like a 3, you have to be like, ugh.
Fast
like
9?
Unbearable. Fast 9 probably, yeah.
Yeah, but like this was a 9 out of 10 for you.
What?
You gave it a 4.5.
Out of 10.
Oh.
10, Jackson.
Oh.
So Jackson was going to rate it a 70. Jackson was going to rate it a 70.
So Jackson, you rated it the highest.
Do I need to explain myself?
Interesting.
Go ahead and explain yourself, mister. I thought this movie was good.
I mean, I thought it was average. Like, I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. 7 is average for me. I gave a
7 out of
14, 7?
Bud.
Yeah, but I hated it, though.
I was saying 7 is average for me. If it was bad, I'd give it like a 5. If it was good, I'd give it like an 8 or a 9.
So what is a 3
then? But it
was
just average. 3, I would probably not give a movie a 3 if it was made by like an actual company.
Really? Wow.
Wow, Jackson is classist.
No, he's a very fair judge. Like, he's going to give you a positive review even if he hates the movie.
Well, yeah, because
that's
like
that's not fair. That's not how reviews work.
Okay, you okay. You but, have to but I guess let me just explain. Yeah. If it's out of 10, then I gave it a 7 because, like, you know, it was kind of like a feel good movie. It was okay at what it did. Yes, the dialogue wasn't the greatest. Yes, the characters weren't that interesting. But like,
I was so bored, Jackson. Could you really find yourself giving your full undivided attention to this movie?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
Cringe.
Let me bring up one thing that I just remembered right now.
What did you remember?
Was Dom trying to kill himself at the end?
No, I think he just wasn't paying attention.
Because he was like, yeah, I'm gonna make that train right there. Why wouldn't he just stop? The police weren't even anywhere near them yet. The police didn't show up until like 10 minutes after he crashed.
Hmm. Just trying to prove a point, I guess. But yeah, the ending didn't make sense at all.
Speaking of proving a point, the only thing Dom did prove a point is that he's unkillable. Because he was in a full-on head-on collision with a semi-truck. He flipped the car, barreled over 4 times, and pulled himself out of the window
He's just a little injured.
He was like holding his shoulder like, ow.
Most people would be like, oh my god, my bone is through both of my legs and in my spine. And he was like, yeah, I think I'm good though.
Everything feels like jelly. Yeah.
Classic Vin Diesel.
Classic Fast and the Furious.
You think if you could survive a semi-truck, you could survive anything. Wait till next week when that gets put to the test.
Whoa.
That's our review of Fast and the Furious, if you would call it that. The review, not Fast and the Furious. There were people angry. There were people fast. I will say, having the main concept of the racing be around an event called a race war.
I thought that was so dumb. Not they called it the race the wars.
Greatest in hindsight. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was laughing the whole time. We'll see you at the race war. It's like, by God, if I had a dollar every time I heard that.
Ooh.
Great movie overall.
I'm happy. I'm having a great time. If you love this episode, go ahead and make sure to catch up on all the other ones. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
If you're watching catch this up on the podcast, make sure to also like, comment, and subscribe. But instead of doing that, share.
Just share.
But instead of doing everything I just said.
Tell your grandmother. I think she'd like it.
Yeah. We're very good for old people. That's what we've been told.
By Danon. Danon tells us that.
I say, hey guys, I think this podcast is only good for old people. Just promote it to your grandparents. Next week, as we've mentioned before, we'll be reviewing F9. We're doing the 9th one, baby. Which means there's only one more to go. Please? Please? Can there be no more after this?
No, they gotta make a 10th, and it has to be like the culmination of all of them, then they can stop.
Do you think they call it Fast X, or?
The 10 and Faxed. The Furious. They should call it that.
Faxed.
What'd you call it?
Faxed.
Axed?
F-A-X-T, because like 10.
Yeah, that sucks, Camden. You're fired.
Yeah, Camden, next week Faxed. We'll be recording without you. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Go ahead and check out our YouTube channel if you haven't. If you are not following us on social media, do that.
At Ruby's Talking Movies on Instagram. And at Ruby's Movies on Twitter.
Dude, you're not fired until so after the episode. It
nailed it.
Killed it. No one even noticed.
I'm incredible.
We love you very much. We'll see you all next time. Take care. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
See ya.